Good people. It is a Wednesday here on Theoretically Speaking. It's your boy Theo Dorsey. We got C-Cat behind the glass on the ones and twos. We got Tina in the house for a happy hour. What up, Tina?
What is up? I think ever since I said that I love that I get to hear the good people, yeah. Like it just puts me in a good mood.
Resonates.
It gets me so excited and just feeling good to join Theoretically Speaking every day.
That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate that joy. I appreciate you spreading good energy. You know, energy is neither created nor destroyed. It is shared. It is transferred. C-Cat's always trying to take away from our good energy here on the happy hour.
Not at all. Positivity, baby.
Oh, are you a positivity guy now?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. You know, when I put in the chat this morning, because I do have the Celebrity Bartender event tomorrow for the United Way. By the way, if you're listening right now and you're a fan of Theoretically Speaking, or you just like drinks, right?
Yes.
You just like to get some drinks in you, make sure you pull up tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. It's in Riviera Beach. I'll give out one time right here, just the address so you can know, 2110 Avenue B at the Safe Harbor in Riviera Beach. We're starting at 5. I'll be making some great cocktails, and it all goes towards the United Way. It's for a good cause. They're raising money for charity.
Yeah. And also make sure that you call in Sportsmanlike in the morning and ask Evan how much he donated.
Yes.
Or ask him to send the slip. We want to see it online on X.
Because we requested a donation to United Way. Since Evan doesn't drink alcohol, he can't pull up. He's not going to fly out for the Celebrity Bartender event. So I said, hey, just make a little donation to United Way. That makes it up to me.
Okay.
So we'll be waiting. We'll be waiting to see what happens with that. And when I put in the chat, I said, hey, guys, I'm part of this Celebrity Bartending Challenge. Do y'all kind of consider me a celebrity? Like, and C-Cat said, yeah.
I was shocked. C-Cat was so nice in the text and what he said to you. But then he goes, I can't believe I just said that and admitted that.
Right. Why is it a negative thing for the person that you work with cohesively? We do a show together for him to be considered maybe just a local celebrity. B-list.
I know the skeletons in your closet, Theo. You know, I know the man behind the voice, the man behind the suit. I know everything there is. Yeah.
You don't feel like I deserve celebrity status here in Palm Beach County.
I know you stepped on. I know. In Albany, Georgia, yeah. I've talked to people.
Now, there in Albany, Georgia, you know, I used to work there as a sports anchor, and everybody did nothing but watch the news. I was like I would get recognized literally everywhere. I couldn't go grocery shopping there without sparking up a conversation with some good people, some fans that enjoyed our stuff. This is a little less because there's a lot more people here that are more prominent and whatnot. But it's still a lot of love out here.
I think you're a celeb. I think most of the time that I've been with you out in public, I've been with you walking just from our office to the parking garage and someone talks to you. Most of the time that I've been like out with you, Theo, like someone recognizes you and you have spark a conversation or they know you. So I look at you as a celeb.
I'm well known enough in this area because I've been working here in sports media for 4 years and I was on TV for a while. So it just is. It's not like I've done anything special. It's
he
not
paid
like I'm
those
some
people.
Kind of,
it's never happened while I'm with Theo. He's never been recognized while I'm with
him. It's happened multiple times that I've been with Theo. He has been recognized and people have asked to talk with him.
Hey, is that Theo Dorsey? You used to be on WPTV. Wait, I listened to the radio. That's your voice.
And maybe it's not too like they specifically know your name, but they know the face.
The face, yeah.
They know the face.
Yeah, I have a specific face too.
I think sometimes it's also like the voice. Like right now it's like the voice. Like you may talk and they're like, wait, I know that. I like recognize that voice.
It's familiar. I'm a familiar person. I'm a friendly presence. And if you want to come and pull up on me and the team and everybody, it's going to be a great time tomorrow night. Again, tomorrow night, I'll post it on social media. The Safe Harbor in Riviera Beach will be doing the Making Waves in the Community Celebrity Bartending Challenge 5 to 7:30. And you know what? If you say the code word, Theoretically Speaking to me, you got to whisper it, though. If you whisper Theoretically Speaking to me, your drink's on me.
Oh.
How about that?
Oh,
it goes to charity. I'm willing to. C-Cat, don't get any ideas.
Well, we also got other code words that Theo will kiss you.
There's another secret code word.
Yes, there's a secret code word. If you guess right, he will kiss you on maybe the lips, maybe not.
It just depends on who you are.
Well, you better get ready. You know I'm going to order a margarita.
Come on.
So you practice that tonight.
I got you.
I feel like you already probably aced a margarita. And your wife, Ashley, make those pretty often.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to be a great bartender.
Thank you. I'm a mixologist by trade. We do a lot of happy hours at home at the crib.
Yeah.
And also, that is my favorite way to actually watch games at home on the weekends. Make a little nice craft cocktail. Sip it while watching some, a little red zone, little action on the TV of the primetime games. It's always fun. What I don't like right now, Tina and C-Cat, is the drama that's coming out of college football. I don't want to stay on it too long, but I am curious what the one word you have is, Tina, to describe college football. I say it's transitioning. CCAT says college football is blossoming. It's turning into something that is unfamiliar, but something that's maybe better. And it all stems from Matthew Sluka, quarterback for UNLV. He's in an NIL dispute with UNLV. They just released a statement saying that he is demanding more money that they previously agreed on. Here's just the crux of the situation for those that don't know the story. An assistant coach from UNLV reportedly said, you come play football for us next year, you're getting $100,000. He got there. He's played three games. They're 3-0. They did not give him $100,000. Now he's fighting back, and the only way he can by standing down and actually redshirting and not going to play football again for them this year, going to transfer out. These are the kind of blisters. These are the kind of just ancillary things that happen, unintended consequences of a state of college football being in transition, and there being a lot of ambiguity with the rules. Tina, when you look at college football today, and especially as you look out there on Saturdays and you see these teams playing and mixing it up and having a good time going cross country inside of conference play and whatnot, what's the one word you use to describe college football?
I'm going to say chaos.
That's perfect.
There's just so much chaos. And it makes me sad because I feel like when I was in high school and at the time, like the guy I was dating in high school, like he was looking to go play football. And when I think of like college football players, like times are totally different now because there is NIL and there's money involved now, money, which is crazy. But when you are picking these schools to go to and hopefully spend 4 years at, or at least a year, I would think that like you're going because like you love the school, you love the coaches, you are going to love the experience there, and you're going, and you just love football. And like, this is where it's like, this is where I'm going to spend my 4 years. And now that's just not the case. Now it's just like, hey, who's going to pay me the big bucks?
Who's going to give me the bread?
Like, yes, I love money. I love money.
Yeah.
And you know, again, like money's great. Like, hey, and at 18 years old, if you're being told you're going to get $100,000, why wouldn't you
want
to go there?
I want my money.
Yes. And I totally understand that. And like, again, like if you're promised that, like someone says like, hey, Theo, I'm going to give you, if Evan Cohen says, hey, I'm going to donate this much money to United Way, and then he doesn't, like you're going to be upset.
I will be picketing outside of the Seaport Studios in front of Unsportsmanlike, where they do their thing in New York. I will fly up there personally if Evan Cohen does not donate money to the United Way for us tomorrow.
So I get that. But I feel like there's, you are told that, but like, it's like the love for football, like isn't there.
But that's the thing. I think that's, it's not fair to say.
And that's like old school. It's like so old school, I feel like, to say that
he
because of how
football.
The times have changed.
So do you love your job here at ESPN West Palm, though, Tina?
Love it.
All right. So if they told you tomorrow they're no longer going to pay you what they said they were going to pay you yesterday, would you still show up and do the same work and give the same effort here at ESPN West Palm?
I would. I love what I do.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Not if you're going to get paid 12% of what you agreed that 12%. You were going to get paid.
I'm sorry, but also me, 12%
of your salary
me
right now.
And I don't know how old he is. Like, we have very, okay, I have bills to pay. Like, I'm not 18.
He's like 22, 23.
Okay.
Because he's a transfer.
But he's
like
in college. I'm an adult. I have rent. I have a phone bill. I got bills to pay.
That's true. They have different prices if you're 22 years old for the phone bill.
He's probably still on his parents. They probably still pay for it. He's on probably his parents' insurance still. I pay my own health insurance. I though would like, and again, like that's my passion for my career.
That is such cap. Why would you lie to us right here in front of our faces?
I'm not lying.
You would show up and give the same effort.
I love what I do.
CCAT, do you believe her?
No, not one bit.
Not even
not,
at all.
Not that's
inkling
fine.
Inkling of that.
That's
no
fine.
Chance
I
you would show up to work unabated, unlike just phased, and still work as hard and not throw a fit if you're getting paid 12% of what was agreed upon.
12%. If they said you're getting $100,000 this year, Tina, and then tomorrow they were like, actually, we're just going to give you $12,000.
I would be upset. I would fight for it, but I would still come to work because I need a
job.
What?
GKB. You hear this? You hear this?
Don't do
right,
that.
Right for the picket.
Yeah, we got a sucker right here. Tina in the wild. Not
everyone
only
wants
is
a raise. They're going to take it from my salary.
Yeah, if anybody out here demands more money or asks for a raise, you know where you can pull it from. Tina says she's cool just pulling up for any amount of money. She'll work for free. She'll pay us to pull up. And that's why we love Tina here. We got Randy in the YouTube chat here. Theo speaking, at Theo speaking on YouTube to tap in and join the show. He says, Tina, the best part of the show, she's like Jordan. She don't take days off.
Oh.
Wow. CCAT, you don't know nothing about that.
No, I guess not, man. I'm taking these extravagant vacations, just peacing out.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Well, that's not fair either, because Michael Jordan took 2 years off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's inaccurate. And also, what does Tina in the 45 jersey look like?
Are you guys upset that I just keep getting all these compliments on this?
Yeah, screen? What was that? Well, you got a lot of compliments, and you got one thing that I'm confused by. One thing I'm not sure if it's a compliment or what it is.
I don't even see these CK comments.
No, we talked about it in the show chat this morning.
Yeah. CK,
oh, yes. Yeah. I loved that.
Yeah. So to give the context with people what you're talking right now, what you love, I've got a college group chat with my buddies from my college radio station. And they hopped in the show yesterday, watched it, and gave a big compliment. They said, hey, I love the show. Theo, your chemistry with CCAT, it's fantastic.
Nice.
And then I said, hey, that's very nice of you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate
And the blonde girl's a good curveball, too.
Yes, so she's a curveball. I think that's perfect. That's exactly what I am.
You're a curveball?
I'm a curveball to the show. I'm not coming here with the X's and O's of football. I'm coming to talk about how Joe Burrow is in New York, in Paris Fashion Week. I threw a curveball into the show.
So is Tina being a curveball, to theoretically speaking, a compliment? Because you've been called the Patrick Mahomes.
Today
have been called Michael Jordan.
Yes.
You've been called the best thing that ESPN West Palm has ever had, and you've also been called a curveball.
Curveball is not a compliment.
I just got it as a compliment.
888-760-3776. Help us with this, because I'm confused. I'm in the middle here. I don't know if it's necessarily, it's not a diss, but I don't know if it's a compliment. It's just more of a observation. But is Tina being called the curveball of, theoretically speaking, a compliment?
Don't hurt my feelings.
3776 888-760-3776. And it's not nothing to hurt your feelings.
No, I know.
Because it wouldn't be negative. A curveball isn't negative. By the way, you got a mean curveball. You getting some bread in the league, right?
So I went to the steakhouse, and there was this fun curveball where they served me lasagna and not the steak I ordered.
So you're saying it's something you didn't expect. Mm-hmm. It's something you didn't expect, but that doesn't mean negative or positive. That just means it's different.
Could be killer lasagna. Who knows?
Yeah, and that's what we've heard so far is if you're the Jordan and you're the Mahomes, I mean, they were curveballs to their leagues. We hadn't seen much like Patrick Mahomes in the early winning and the tantalizing play that Patrick Mahomes has delivered for the Chiefs. That's a curveball. That's a good thing. Michael Jordan was a curveball for the National Basketball Association, and what was his whole moniker? Everybody want to be like Mike. It's a good curveball.
See? I'm taking it as a compliment.
Compliment. It's a compliment. It's indirectly a compliment. And maybe he should have made that more of a compound sentence. Maybe there needs to be a comma and more to follow there. Because you can't just call somebody a curveball and leave it up in the air.
I think he felt bad because he said...
He called me the blonde chick, too.
He did call you the blonde chick.
He said the Theo, blonde chick.
Theo and you have great chemistry. He didn't include Tina.
Yeah.
So then he thought, okay, now I'm leaving somebody out. Ugh, all right. Blonde girl, she's there. Different. Okay, yeah.
That is true.
Check the box.
He just was like, let me make sure I give credit to everybody that was talking.
But he didn't have to do that.
No, it was unsolicited.
He did not have to put me in that text at all. He decided to put me in that text. I don't think he felt bad.
Everybody that watches the show, though, they generally will say something about you. They always are saying, I love Tina's energy when she joins. We got two more comments here in the YouTube chat. Anthony says, for some reason, I think Tina is the Andy Reid of the show.
I don't know how to take that.
He
also spelled Andy Reid wrong. And then Paul jumps in and says, absolutely a great compliment. #Curveball. Curveball Tina.
I'm with it.
Curveball Tina in the happy hour right here as we serve up these cocktails and drink and cheers each other. She's the curveball of the show, and I absolutely love it as well. And you say college football is in a state of chaos right now.
Yes.
And I'm lockstep with you. It's chaos that's caused by change. You can't have transformation. You can't have growth, or maybe it's change for the worse. Maybe it's a deterioration. You can't have those things without having a bit of chaos in it, because a lot of people are dealing with moving parts here, and there's a lot of lawlessness, a lot of ambiguity, and you're never going to get just straight shooting things out of this. We're trusting people's words. We're trusting the word of an offensive coordinator who said, I'll give you $100,000 if you come play quarterback for me, and you didn't get it in writing, and now you're in some kind of weird litigation. It's chaos. It's chaos in college football. I do want to say there's no chaos if you want to watch some college football inside of your favorite Duffy Sports Grill. That's the opposite of chaos. That's like serenity. Because you sit down in a Duffy Sports Grill, you get to your table, you look up, and you're like, oh my God, is that 1, 2, 3, 80 or more televisions in every one of them? Count them. Count them yourself and report back to me. We did that, CK.
Exactly.
Count the TVs in your Duffy Sports Grill. Go tonight and count the TVs. If there's less than 80s, I'll pick up your bill. Send me the screenshot of your receipt. 80 or more televisions in every single Duffy Sports Grill, and they can put the game that you want to watch on any one of them. While they do that, they're going to also hook you up with some jumbo wings, some award-winning burgers, whatever you order off the menu. During football season, they got like gridiron nachos, house-made fried pickles. I mean, these are delicacies that only Duffy Sports Grill can provide the right way, and they're the only ones I know that do two-for-one drinks all day, every day. No happy hour involved. Two-for-one drinks all day, every day, whether that be your rum and coke or maybe it's something off the menu, a margarita like Tina would get. Mm. Duffy Sports Grill, DuffysMVP.com. At Duffy's, our game is always on. Maybe for the celebrity bartender challenge that we have tomorrow for United Way, maybe I go to a Duffy's tonight and pick up some tips and tricks.
You should.
You know what I'm saying? Learn. And I can. You don't think I could grow from a Duffy's bartender putting me on game?
Thinking of a slam Duffy's bartender. They got so many people there because everyone likes Duffy's. And you say you at the corner saying, huh, what was that bottle spin? How did you do that? Can you show me? Can you slow it down? Yeah.
They would appreciate me like taking like a bit of like an admiration for their craft.
Are you going to try any like tricks and like throw a bottle up and like catch it?
Off the elbow?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Maybe behind the back pour?
Yes. Absolutely. I'm trying everything. This is what my one night to actually be a bartender, and I'm going to literally leave it all on the floor.
Oh, do the thing where they line up the shot glasses on the in-between of bottles and then knock one off, and it's a domino effect.
Oh.
That would be cool.
I've actually never seen that one.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's very hard to describe, but yeah, that is what happens.
Thank you.
You line up a bunch of pint glasses just side by side by side, and then in between each pint glass, you have a shot of whatever alcohol you want.
Okay.
And then you knock over the first shot glass into the pint glass, and then
when it just starts pouring.
Exactly. All of the domino effect knocks over all the shot glasses into those next pint glasses.
Do the shots remain in the glass, though? Like does the alcohol
land,
almost like what are they called? Wow. Car bombs, Irish car bombs, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm willing
like sake bombs.
Okay. Yeah.
Just like sake bombs.
Sake bombs.
Yes.
Any bomb.
Any kind of bomb drink.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? You're right. I actually have seen something like this. I'm tripping. Yeah. You're right. They move it in and it all drops in. I will, if given the tools to do so, and if given the permission by Safe Harbor and Riviera Beach, again tomorrow from 5 to 7:30, on behalf of United Way, I will try it.
Okay.
I'll try anything. I'll try absolutely anything, and I'll make any cocktail that y'all would like because it is the Celebrity Bartending Challenge, and also it's a competition. I didn't add that part of it yet. There's three other celebrities I'm going up against. I'm not even going to name their names right now. I'm not giving them any pub.
Wait, so how do you win?
Yeah, no, I'm not. How do I win? By getting the most people to order drinks from me.
Okay.
So don't order any drinks from the other celebrities.
Got it.
Don't tell them I told you that. And again, if you pull up and you give me the code word, theoretically speaking, I'll slide you some.
Wait, what industry are these celebrities coming from? Was that too much to give away?
No, I can give it to you right now.
You don't know who they are.
I do know them. Come on. Okay. I know Rachel. She's the director of external affairs for Comcast. Rachel Myleron.
Ah, it slipped my mind.
Yes.
I know Rachel too.
And if you think about Ryan Beckett, he's the broker and owner of Bit Realty. I mean, that's where you're getting houses these days. And how about my guy Bob Sim, senior manager, facility operators, Florida Power and Light. Everybody knows FP&L.
I'm going to hold my tongue.
Electricity.
You're not going to say anything?
I'm going to hold my tongue.
So you're feeling less about me being a celebrity right now, aren't you?
Yes.
These just feel like very important people in high-ranking jobs.
Yes. That's like when people...
Yeah.
Like Tina's a rock star at ESPN West Palm.
Okay, that's fine. You know what? My celebrity status is getting called into question.
Oh, my goodness.
I will say this. I was recognized on a plane from Charlotte to New York over this past weekend.
Okay, those are two cities that are not around here.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
I will also be honest and say I was recognized because the girl sitting behind me is a big fan of my wife's sister, who is a big-time influencer and vlogger.
She must be a really big fan of your wife's sister if she got the tertiary characters in that woman's life.
Yeah. My wife's little sister, Ayana Alexis, is a very... she's a popular influencer. I don't want to blow it out of proportions, but
she is.
Yeah, she's a popular influencer. She has a vlog on YouTube, like I think around 40, 50,000 subscribers, and people watch her daily activities a lot. And I think because she posted our wedding video and other things like that, a lot of different stuff on her vlog.
You guys hung out a lot, though. Like, I follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, you guys were very involved in her life.
She signed an autograph or something?
I didn't sign an autograph, but we did follow each other on the gram, and we talked about like our little sister a lot. It was a little weird for me because I am more so used to getting, when I'm usually recognized, it's usually like sports fan or somebody that knows me from the sports world, so we're talking ball or whatnot. It was weird being recognized, and this is not the first time it happened, but by my wife's little sister's fan, and then like having to kind of answer questions about that or what. It's just like what do I do in that spot? I tried to just let the ladies have it, but they kept involving me in it. And I also felt, are we the annoying group of people on the plane having like a full-throated conversation? It was dope. It was cool. They were good people. I just was also like being like trying to be cognizant of my surroundings. We were super loud, having a great time yucking it up. And I kept thinking like, man, I think we're that group that I would be pissed at if I was sitting like 2 hours away.
I think that we should humble Theo Dorsey.
Please.
If you're listening right now, do not buy a drink from him.
Don't
do it from the other celebrity because he needs to be humbled a little bit. You should definitely donate money to United Way, but not through Theo Dorsey.
Why would you do that?
You are
getting the biggest head in the world in the last 24 hours.
I don't have a big head. I just said it was recognized because of my little sister, not even my own
prowess.
Just
had to bring it up. You just had to not even in West Palm, by the way. Yeah. New York to Charlotte.
At least I was honest, though. I said it afterwards. Mm. Tina, that was a very honest moment I just had.
You did.
That was an honest moment I just had, and I thought I would share it with y'all. More so to shout out my little sis who's on game. But I'm going to ignore that. I'm going to ignore him trying to level me out, and I'm going to tell y'all about Prize Picks because that's something that doesn't level you out in the wrong way. It actually helps inflate you. Maybe somebody's been shorting you on their promises for money. Maybe you're a quarterback out there who ain't been getting bread from the squad. And you say, you know what? I can make some scratch another way. How about Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members, including myself, Theo Dorsey, local celebrity.
Hey, me, Theo Dorsey.
If you want to play Prize Picks alongside, you know, national celebrities like Drewski, Joe Budden, and MMA champions, you can actually now find community plays under the promo tabs of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community every week. Still working to get my picks in there. Haven't been able to get that yet, but what I have been able to nail every single week in the month of September is more than one passing yard for Caleb Williams. That's all you got to do. Chicago Bears rookie quarterback, if he throws for more than one passing yard, that's a win on your lineup. And you could put between 2 to 6 picks every single football weekend or maybe even just on a random Thursday, and that can get you some scratch. I've won a few of my lineups for football weekends. I absolutely love it because it's player props, so you're putting things in there that you have a good feel for. Oh, Devontae Smith? I know he's likely out this week, but last week it was obvious he was going to get targeted with a bunch of receptions. More. I'm looking at a guy like Joe Burrow. He's going to have to sling that thing around to keep up with the Commanders' offense. More. That's how it works, and you could be getting that Skrilla today. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code THEOD. That's promo code THEOD, and you instantly get $50 when you play just $5. Again, the promo code is THEOD. Download Prize Picks where you get your apps. You instantly get $50 whether you win or lose that $5 entry. And that's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. All right, enough of that CCAT hate. We're going to wash ourselves from the CCAT hate, trying to level me out. I'm not a big-time, you know, celebrity like the Drewskis of the world, and CCAT wants to remind me of that, and I'm glad. But you know what I am? I'm a man of culture. I'm a man of my word, and I'm not the type of dude that will promise somebody $100K and then just give them 12. I'm also not like Tina, who would just show up for 12% of my salary. You got to pay me. We're theoretically speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
We're about to give our sunshine standings out, the top 7 schools when it comes to college football right now in the state of Florida. But before we deliver that, before we crown the Miami Hurricanes atop that sunshine standings again, we got to pay off some trivia, Tina.
Yes, we do.
What we got, CCAT? What's the question again?
So let's restate it for the people that are new in the room and listening on the air or online. We talked about how the Miami Dolphins have gone 24 years from their last playoff win. It's the longest route in all of pro sports. Specifically in the NFL, however, who is second? Who in the NFL has the second longest NFL playoff game win route?
So 24 years for the Dolphins is a very long time. It was the Lions before them. I have a list of teams. I have 9 teams I've narrowed it down to. The Colts, the Chargers, the Raiders, the Commanders, the Steelers, the Browns, the Texans, the Cardinals, and the Jets. I am leaning heavily on the Jets. Tina, when's the last time you felt like you saw a Jets team win a playoff game?
I don't think I ever did. I probably wasn't paying attention at that time, but...
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's had to have been a while. It's had to have been longer than the Colts, as I'm getting a mean stare down here in City Place. I am a little nervous for my health. If I stop talking, it's because this guy who's staring me down here in the City Place studios, he got rid of me. He killed me. Okay, he got away.
He's gone.
All right, so I'm scratching out the Colts. I want to scratch out the Chargers as well. I know Phil Rivers got him one. I'm just going to guess the Jets here. Because I feel like the last time I saw them win a playoff game was Mark Sanchez with Rex Ryan in 2010. Is it the Jets? Damn. Oh. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, 2011 with the Jets.
So I was close.
No.
Damn.
There are there's two teams before you get to the Dolphins between the Jets.
Okay, so you act like I was not. That's close.
There's a couple other teams in 2011 as well.
Okay, exactly. So what the hell do you mean I wasn't close?
You weren't close.
Screw you, CK.
He's the worst.
The liar. All right, it's not the Texans. It's the Cardinals.
Ew. What?
I don't know. Am I tripping? I'm missing something. Oh, I'm tripping. I'm really tripping. I just thought about it.
Okay. Larry Fitzgerald, yeah. Big game.
Yeah.
Fun one.
I know. Okay. It's the Commanders. Yeah. I'm tripping. What's the like?
No, you got it wrong.
Oh, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins won a playoff game with the Commanders. What am I doing?
It's the Raiders, my friend. It's the Las Vegas Raiders. Last playoff win, 2003.
Derek Carr ain't sneak one in there?
Actually, 2002. Yeah. That's when the drought started, 2003.
Really? So after their Super Bowl appearance, they have not won a playoff game since.
Been a long time, my friend.
Good thing we don't know any Raiders fans who might be just depressed by hearing that. That would suck. That would absolutely suck.
So it's not too far off from the Dolphins.
So like, it isn't, yeah.
Just
isn't.
A couple years away.
So, damn, who wins a playoff game first? The Raiders or the Dolphins? They're both in the AFC. They both are in divisions where you don't see them winning that thing for the next 10-plus years because of the other quarterbacks in their division. Which one of those two teams would you bank on more winning a playoff game?
I got to go Dolphins.
Why?
It's really not the worst of both, but yeah, got to go with Dolphins.
I would honestly go with the Raiders because at least they have a clean slate at quarterback. Like, imagine if next year they do stumble upon a franchise quarterback and they have a defense that is at least good. Like, it's a baseline level of good. If they get a franchise quarterback next year, they have it. The Dolphins are kind of stuck with Tua for the meantime, and they're also stuck in a division with Josh Allen. I don't know. It's tough. The Sunshine Standings. We got to give out the Sunshine Standings. The Sunshine Standings are presented by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing, you know how to tap in with them. EDS is yes.com. That's how you can be locked in like me and be a Gold Plan member. If you are a Gold Plan member, you're setting yourself up for success, especially as we get into these months where you start to forget. It's going to start chilling out. It's going to start calming down. And don't forget that you need to keep some kind of maintenance, some kind of preventative measures on your air conditioning unit in your home. That's where EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing comes in. EDS is yes.com. Not only can they come out and do an air quality assessment, they also can hook you up on the Gold Plan like myself. You get two checkups, preventative and repair. And then also on top of that, you're locked in with a train comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. They've been keeping y'all cool here in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast since 2006. This is where you want to be, not just because of what I'm saying, but how about over 700 different people that rated EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing up to a 4.8? It is hard to get that many people to agree that you are that high rated of a business, and it's because of the comfort specialist that they are, as well as the customer service you get when you go EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDS is yes.com. Schedule an appointment around your time. EDS is yes.com. All right, let's hop into it. The Sunshine Standings. I'll deliver these quick because we got to get to the last call from Tina. The Sunshine Standings. We'll start at the bottom and go to the top today. And number 7 on the Sunshine Standing is FIU. 6 is FAU. I'm not going into explanation because I don't need to. Florida State's at number 5. That is another low for the Seminoles. The Sunshine Standings are obviously the college football ranking for the top programs in the state of Florida. We're ranking the college football programs in the state of Florida. Florida State's fifth in the state of Florida right now. They're going to be 6-point dogs to SMU on the road this weekend. That is rock bottom. They barely squeaked by Cal. They're lucky they're fifth. They're lucky FAU didn't get a win, and they would be sixth. Number four is USF. Again, I'm not going to knock them for getting their ass whooped by the Canes. Everybody would. The Canes are that good. Number three is Florida. They have a bye, and their next game is going to be against the number two team, which is UCF. UCFC had a 14.5-point favorite over Colorado this weekend. Which way would you lean on that line?
14, that's a big line.
That's more than two touchdown favorite at home.
After Colorado wanted that miracle performance, you got to imagine they're going to have a letdown and get blown out by 28. Give me UCF.
UCF, a much more physical team. I can see that still being, that's going to be a gotcha. There's going to be a lot of public money on Colorado there. And then number one, it's boring at this point. Miami Hurricanes, they're going to remain number one through the end of the year. They're the best team in the state of Florida. They are the best team in the ACC. They'll be there in the 12-team college football playoff. Maybe even UNLV. Maybe they'll face them in the playoff in the second round. And Cam Ward's going to be there in New York for the Heisman finalist. That dude there, the real deal. That is your Sunshine Standings. And that is also another I told you so to CCAT. I told him not to give us the USF Bulls in the punchline picks to cover that 16-point spread. He was adamant. And now we would be tied right now.
I know. That's on me.
Yeah, it's all good. We're gonna come up with a better way to do our punchline picks in the future, but we're also 1 point behind now, so we're good. We're going
well,
in the right
you're
direction.
Catching up.
Yeah.
Russo don't know anything about the sport of football, by the way. Crush them.
Not at all. We're going to get them easily. They got happy.
Good.
Remember they were beating their chest one weekend?
Oh, my gosh. Screaming in the studio like it's they've ever won a bet before. It's
Why
incredible.
Are they not screaming
I was about
in
to say.
The studio?
Yeah.
When they're sick and home.
That's true.
I was about to say, that's the one thing that could get them. A little virus. On a more positive note, it's time for the last call here at Happy Hour with Tina. Well, theoretically speaking, the last call is when she drops a little note for y'all on the way out. Cheers.
So today's is going to be celebrate the small wins. Sometimes we just get too focused on the big goals that we have and really don't look at the small steps that it takes to get there. I think you should just always celebrate those small wins.
I agree. Cheers to the journey, because the journey is what matters at the end of the day. That's our memories. That's what gets us to that big destination. I love celebrating the small win. CCAT, are you anti-small win?
Don't look for me for inspirational quotes that you put on your Reddit page or, that's not me.
But you should celebrate small milestones. Like when we hit 100 episodes on here, we celebrated there.
Yes.
We land a partnership. We celebrate. We toast to that. Celebrate the small wins. I love it. Don't rain on this parade right now, CCAT.
That's why I'm staying quiet. Good. I said don't come to me because I'm not going to give you your quotes. I'm not going to do that. So don't come to me for that.
CCAT, you're
Live,
coming.
Laugh, love. How about that?
It's not a bet. Celebrate your small wins isn't even a bad quote. Bubba says wise words from Tina. He also says, CCAT, you're the troublemaker of the show, and that's the most apt comparison other than Anthony, who got in the chat and called CCAT Russell Westbrook.
Jeez.
That's pretty fitting. Yeah. Just low efficiency, balls to the wall. That's the end of the happy hour. Thanks, Tina, for pulling up. We're going to have Mike Rizzo in here from Russo and Rizzo for the crossover. That's going to be fun. We're going to ask him how he's feeling today now that he's back. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about tomorrow's big-time Thursday night football game, Cowboys and Giants. Who you got? That's CCAT. That's Tina. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
My leg! I am not angry. I am in pain. My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel says that Skylar Thompson, who has been one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL since filling in for Tua Tagovailoa, is day-to-day with his chest injury. But the team still mulling over other quarterback options. Hey, let me solve this problem for you, Dolphins. Just go with Tyler Huntley. I've seen it work before. That is your Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Injury Report. Again, presented to you by our friends at Baptist Health. I mean, is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Skylar Thompson was so bad in replacing Tua that he had reporters and fans questioning Mike McDaniel's ability to call plays. The one thing that got him the job, the one thing that people heralded him for, was his play calls, his scheme. They got him questioning that. That is a terrible situation out there in Miami. And my guy Mike Rizzo is in here, by the way. Mike, what up?
How's it going, man? I told C-Cat, making my triumphant return from the IL, man. Yeah. I was banged up for 2 days with the flu and got my antibiotics, and I'm good to go now, partner.
You're great to go. Now, I have a question, because on Russo and Rizzo, every single time after we got off the air, early on in the show, Colin would exclaim multiple times how you were sick, how you were out sick. Is that like a HIPAA law violation that he's doing there, just putting your business out in the streets?
It's okay. Yeah. I didn't mind. I was in the apartment.
Like, now, Mike is sick. Mike said, yeah. I'm like, hey, give Mike some privacy, man. He's trying to get better. He's over here on his antibiotics.
Theo, I can't stand like it being hot in my apartment. I always have it set to like 70, 68. I tell you this all the time.
Yes.
But when I'm sick, man, I heated that thing up. I was at like 82 degrees and I went to bed just sweating it out.
Gotta sweat it out.
Clean the sheets, clean slate, sweat it out, took my antibiotics, felt great. Now, I did try to come in yesterday.
I heard that they saw you walk in like a zombie and they kicked you out.
I did licking the mics, you know, wiping his boogers on the
Rudy
keyboards.
Gobert.
I did.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I tried to come in. I tried to come to work yesterday, but ultimately got sent home. Wasn't feeling up to par, but went to the urgent care, went to the urgent clinic, got my antibiotics. Good to go. Good to go now. And then I wanted to take 2 cents on Skylar Thompson, partner.
Yeah, man.
I don't even think the grandfather of all the good offensive play callers, Mike Shanahan, would even have success with Skylar Thompson. So I think they're better off with Snoop Huntley.
Yeah.
You know, Snoop Huntley was with my Browns for a little bit last year. Didn't have to play much because obviously Joe Flacco was able to do his thing, but he's a former Pro Bowler, and I think at this point, you got to open all your options.
Yeah.
And I know McDaniel probably wants to be loyal to Skylar Thompson, but in the end of the day, man, you got to do what's going to win you games.
Is former Pro Bowler even a compliment? Tina got called the curveball, theoretically speaking, and we debated last segment whether or not that was a compliment. When guys like Mac Jones are also a former Pro Bowler, is that even an anecdote worth noting?
It's noting that they have had some success, right? That's the best way I could put it, Theo.
I mean, you're right.
Like, he has had some success, but that was with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
As much as I can't stand the Ravens, rat birds, as I call them, he's one of the best coaches in the league.
Yeah, he is. And I do think that that's the best option for him because he's the most dynamic.
Right.
Right. Tim Boyle. You know, Skylar Thompson, it was miserable watching him out there. And I couldn't tell if Mike McDaniel was bad at calling plays or if he knew Skylar couldn't handle the play concepts he wanted to call.
The latter.
And that's,
I think it's more of the latter. Oh. You've seen him have success with that explosive offense.
Giants, Cowboys tomorrow. Which way you leaning, man? Thursday night football. The Cowboys need it.
It's got to be the Cowboys, right? Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more about it, Russo and Rizzo. But I think the Cowboys arguably the biggest disappointment in the NFL so far.
I don't
even think it's close right now.
The Cowboys need to win that one, but the way that they get ran on, the way that people just funnel runs right through their throat, I'm concerned about them no matter who they're playing. So we'll see how that thing shakes out. Glad you're making your triumphant return.
Thank you, Theo.
Stop raining on this parade, C-Cat. We were theoretically speaking here on ESPN 106.3. Go in love.